reaching consumers and helping them understand the technology of agriculture. It's all about advocacy, which is the theme of an annual forum hosted by Bayer Crop Science. Adrian Percy is Global Head of R&D of the Crop Science Division of Bayer. Adrian, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
I'm delighted to be with you.
Adrian, it's important that consumers trust farmers and the technology they use.
Absolutely. I mean, what we're here to do is talk about some of the exciting innovations that are coming through the ag tech pipeline, which is fantastic, but also on the other side of that to make sure that, you know, we can maintain or restore in some cases trust in food and agricultural production methods, because clearly there is a somewhat of a disconnect between, you know, growers, roughly 2% of the US population, and the consumers, which of course are 100% of the population. And we've seen over the past perhaps 20 years this divide kind of develop gradually, as I think, you know, many folks move to the cities, are more and more disconnected from the farm, and people need to understand the story of agriculture and why it's so important.
What, Adrian, one thing we have going for us is that people in general trust farmers, correct?
They do. I mean, that's one of the things. We've actually done a survey. We've done a big survey across 10 countries with 10,000 people. And one of the interesting things was that despite a lot of controversy sometimes around agriculture, monoculture, GM, these types of topics, organic versus non-organic, still the public trusts farmers. I mean, you know, there's a high degree of trust. And I think that comes from the fact this emotional connection with food, the fact that, you know, growers are known to be trying to work sustainably. You know, they look from generation to generation in terms of passing the farm down oftentimes. And I think, you know, that's still understood by the public, even if some of the technologies we're using in agriculture, people have some reservations about.
Well, as you said, there's a lot of questions coming up about agriculture, and that survey kind of pinpointed it, didn't it?
We are seeing this. I mean, it's not just in the U.S. It's also in, you know, the European markets, South America, and in Asia. We're seeing, you know, a lot of questions coming up around agriculture. And as an agricultural input company, you know, we think it's our role to help understand that, first of all, and where we can help activate, be it farmers or other folks in the industry, to, you know, to come out and talk about agriculture, enter into dialogue with consumers and explain what we do. We think that's very important.
So, Adrian, what were some of the questions you had on the survey?
Yeah, we looked at a whole bunch of different aspects. I mean, one of the things that was also interesting is, you know, just asking the general questions about, do you believe that innovation in agriculture is actually important? And people came back, yes, we do believe that we need to innovate. We do see that there's a need to feed a growing population and that we need to help farmers farm more sustainably with better tools. On the other hand, though, when we quiz them about the individual tools, that's where the reservations start. People don't necessarily like the idea of chemicals on the farm or GM technology in certain cases in certain parts of the world. So those are the types of discussions that we need to really go into.
And we will keep that conversation going. Well, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast, Adrian.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate the discussion.